It's Monday, the 22nd of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. During Stress Awareness Month, Kathy Kambanda from the National Mental Health Care Namibia provides essential strategies for mastering stress in our daily routines. Embracing effective coping mechanisms can significantly enrich our well-being and overall quality of life.
Try to analyze, identify the problem, analyze the problem. After you've identified what is called the cause of stress, analyze by breaking it down or doing research on the thing that you have identified, and then move on to the next step, which is planning towards how to overcome that stressful event or situation.
As dissatisfaction with the government's performance since 1990 grows amongst Namibians, an increasingly prominent issue is the apparent lack of stringent criteria in the appointment of leaders. Unlike many sectors where qualifications and experience are typically prerequisites for employment, leadership roles seem to be filled without such consideration. Benda Neonga, representing the Namibia Progressive Party, commented on this trend in relation to elections and leadership.
If we don't educate our fellow countrymen and women about why do people go and vote, because it's called polling station. You are being polled. People are going to be polled. That's why it's not called election station. It's polling station, which means people, voters are expected to respond or to answer a certain question, although they are not clearly stipulated. But are you happy with the performance of the government, of the current government? Then you say yes or no.
Rui Tiatende had this to say as political analyst.
So what has happened in our political system since independence is that politics has been used as a ladder for wealth accumulation and not to serve the interests of the public.
B2Gold Namibia announced that the voluntary retrenchment program, which began at Oshikota Mine near Oshivarango in March of last year, will continue throughout this year. They emphasized that the current phase remains voluntary, with compulsory retrenchments not expected until next year. We reached out to local labor expert Herbert Jauch to gain insight into this development.
People will not voluntarily leave work because they simply then won't have an income. So it's basically enticing people to accept a retrenchment. But to term it voluntary is misleading.
Joseph Shihama, a business researcher, also weighed in.
This really, it will hit the community of that area. So the negative consequences, it is just too much. I'm thinking about the socio-economic on the community. So we talk about that there will be reduction quality living standard.
Eskom has announced the continued suspension of load shedding until further notice, citing sustained generation capacity and ample emergency reserves. This marks 26 consecutive days without load shedding, surpassing the previous record of 20 days 2 years ago. The power utility plans to restore an additional 2,660 megawatts by the evening. Eskom reaffirms its commitment to eventually eliminating rotational power outages. Japan's self-defense force is searching for survivors after two of its helicopters crashed on Sunday, killing at least one person. Seven others remain missing. Chris Gilbert brings us the report from Tokyo.
The SDF says the two helicopters crashed off Tokyo's Izu Island chain during training to detect submarines. The government says it was a review flight to check the skill of the troops. An investigation has been launched, the government saying there's a high likelihood the two aircraft collided in the air. The defense force has recovered the flight recorder and parts of the aircraft, including blades and doors. It follows the crash of a Defense Force helicopter near Okinawa, which killed 10 people in April last year. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.